Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're everybody in this instance.
Thank you.
You and the dog.
Okay, yeah, fair.
I always assume there's I'm addressing a crowd.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming to this town hall meeting. Anyway, this town hall meeting and also the audio editions of Caravan of Garbage are this time brought to you by lootcrate.com, or as I like to call it, lootcrate.com.
Correct, you do. Mm-hmm. Lootcrate.com/weekly.
You said Lootcrate as well.
Lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet. Mm-hmm. If you visit that page and use that thing that we just said, you get bloody $3 off any box, mate.
That's right.
And yeah. I say any box because there are more than one to choose from, Mason. There's a gaming one. Mm-hmm. There's regular Loot Crate. There's a bit of a fancy schmancy one called Loot Crate DX. There's mm-hmm. Loot Pets, Loot Wear. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, Mason. But you can't have them all.
Oh.
You can choose one. And then we, you know, well, maybe for your birthday. But
right, thanks.
And that's what it is. It's like a gift for yourself. Isn't it
though, right?
Yeah. Well, so if you visit lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, it's linked below.
$3 off.
Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to... Wait, I'll start again. Hey, everybody, and welcome... Wait, no.
Perfect.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Weekly Planet's Caravan of Garbage, where we look at an old thing. Is it good? Probably not, because it's old. Well, name a good thing that's also old. You can't. Your granddad, no good.
Get him out of here. He probably murdered somebody in a war.
That's right. Anyway, this week, speaking of things that are old and maybe good, but they're actually not good.
Great.
I decided to check out, and since we're doing, it's Star Wars. We're doing a Star Wars
a trilogy
theme.
Of Star Wars themed episodes. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Don't you worry about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Just checking. All right. So this week, I decided I should check out the first episode. I have memories of maybe seeing little bits of this as a kid, maybe.
Right.
But I decided to check out the first episode of Star Wars Droids.
Right.
The Adventures of R2-D2 and C-3PO.
I believe, is this the first ever animated Star Wars piece? No, there's a bit in that terrible holiday special.
The less said about it, the better.
Sure.
Yeah. But so this week I decided I'd check out the first one.
Excited.
So first of all, C-3PO and R2-D2.
Great.
The great characters.
Did they get both of their voices back?
Well, look, they certainly got Anthony Daniels as the voice of C-3PO. And for R2-D2, I assume, like a Casio keyboard or something like that.
Right.
Be weird to get out, you know, you get the call up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to do the voice of this? What about, yeah, I'd love to. What about my good old friend, Kenny Baker? Is he?
No. He's not a...
Can we put him in like some sort of, could we put him in a garbage can and have him rattle back and forth just for some Foley?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But no, the answer's no. First thing I noticed is this. Oh, I should. Well, I'm gonna dig it up. This
Please
is gonna
do.
Be great. This is Star Wars, so it's gonna. You know, it's gonna have a
That's
great.
That's the first thing you noticed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course, it's gonna have some great music.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, you know, all the Star Wars movies have
spectacular music.
Soundtrack.
Even the bad movies have great soundtracks.
Yeah, you've got the great John Williams and all the Star Wars movies. So
a living legend.
From this theme song, we get Stuart Copeland from The Police. They've roped him in somehow, and his theme song is called Trouble Again, and it's like a Huey Lewis in the News style pop song with lyrics.
Great.
About getting into trouble again. Would you like to hear something?
Please tell me you've got that ready to go.
I've got it ready to go. Stuart Copeland from The Police, ladies and gentlemen. No weapon in my hand. They're droids, they don't have any weapons.
He sounds like Sting.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have to wonder, and R2-D2 is himself, you have to wonder how they got...
Slap in the face.
Yes, you have to wonder how they got him. And I assume they went, hey, Stuart Copeland of The Police, famous yeah. band The Police, do you want to do some music for Star Wars?
Mm.
All right, and this came out in like late 1985.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we also got in 1985, middle of 1985, was Back to the Future.
I thought you were going to say Dune, but yeah, sorry. Yeah,
so, and I think what they did is they went, okay, he went, oh, maybe this is my chance. I'll make a little pop song.
This is my Huey Lewis
this is
moment.
This is my yeah. power of love moment.
Yes.
And then he's like, absolutely, sign on the dotted line. And then he's like, then they're like, all right, here it is, opening theme to Droids. And he's like, oh, what? What?
This, that to me sounds like that they would have put some money behind this. So does the animation reflect that for the time?
You know, it kind of does.
Okay, then.
Yeah. I mean, other things, maybe not so much.
Sure.
So we open up. I've decided to provide you with a visual feast.
Please do.
For the senses. So we open up in orbit for the planet Ingo.
Right.
Which, now Star Wars is famous for all kinds of varieties of planets.
Yeah, they
are. What
they?
Kind of planet do you think Ingo is?
Ice planet?
Desert planet. Surprise.
They got me.
They got you. Which is perfect, I think, because especially with the animation of the time, what you want is you want a yellowish desert planet, which is the perfect contrast to like a yellowish kind of droid.
Sure.
Really, really stands out. You know what I mean? Anyway, we follow like this trail of debris down to the planet Ingo.
Right.
And we discover a twerking C-3PO. He's doing
what?
a little bit of a twerk.
Yeah.
He's twerking back and forth. He's been jettisoned onto the planet by his previous owner, a smuggler.
When are these set?
These are set before episode... Four.
So his life is just a series of being jettisoned onto desert planets.
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
Okay then.
And yeah, and so this era, they've seen some stuff, like already. Like they've seen dismemberments, they've seen murders, they've seen all sorts of stuff. But anyway, so they were won in a card game by this smuggler naming no names. But I mean, it has to be Han Solo or Lando because there are no other smugglers in the Star Wars
universe.
Sure,
it seems that
way.
So it's
got to be one of those guys. Anyway, and he's like, oh, and he's lamenting the death of R2-D2 because he can't find him. He's like, he's a miracle of modern technology. You're a prince among droids. I miss you, kind of thing, or whatever. And then bloody he comes out of the sand and he's like, you piece of garbage. I hate you. I hate your guts. You dumb droid. I hate you. But anyway, so they're like, what are we gonna do? And then all of a sudden, this land speeder rocks up.
Right.
In fact, two land speeders rock up. These two best of pals. There's Thorl.
Right.
This is Thorl.
What a haircut.
He's a cool all-American dude.
Sure.
Of space.
Is his haircut a snake?
Well, it's a red mohawk ponytail, and he's a man, he's a cool all-American dude who's fully committed to, like, being asymmetrical.
Right.
So, like, he's missing half of his hair.
Oh,
his,
right.
His outfit's only got one sleeve.
Yep, yep.
I assume he's only wearing one sock. I mean, they don't wear underwear in the Star Wars universe, but I
apparently
assume maybe
not, yeah.
maybe one sock.
Yeah.
You know, he's breaking with tradition. So there's Thorl, and then there's his best pal, Jord, who's a funny fat guy.
What is...
It's like, Thorl and Jord.
Actually, it took me a while to work out what is going on with that guy's head, but I figured it out in the
it's
end.
It's a thumb. He's
yeah,
got
it's
a thumb,
a thumb yeah.
yeah. Right. Anyway, so... C-3PO does his classic, I'm a protocol droid, you know.
Right, right,
I'm here,
that bit,
here
yep.
to serve and learn, know a million languages. And they're like, it's an astromech droid. R2-D2, get this gold thing out of the way. We need this astromech droid. So they're like, they pile him in. There's a lot of, this show has a lot of C-3PO pratfalls.
Right, right.
There's at least four in this.
That's too many. How long is this?
23 minutes.
That's too many.
Could have fit in one more.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
not enough.
Right, right, right. So anyway, but they're like, okay, let's get this back to home base kind
right.
of thing. Let's get Astromech and C-3PO to some extent back,
sure.
back to home base kind of thing. And but they end up going through like the forbidden zone, the restricted zone.
Why would you?
Well, I mean, you live there. Why would you? Exactly. Why would you? In many ways, it's a real dumb move. But right. But all these bloody seeker droids pop out, like these
okay.
these floating spheres that are gonna, you know, come
are
out.
Are they Imperial? Is that why it's
well,
forbidden?
No.
Oh.
We'll soon see that,
sure.
won't we? Yeah. How dare you assume that?
I apologize.
No, that's quite all right. Anyway, they're coming up on Jord, right?
Yeah.
Big fat party animal, Jord. And he's like, all right, oh man, I'm done for. I've got to get out of here, right? And he hits a little button on his belt there.
Yeah.
This is my favorite move. And he ejects, and his outfit expands into like a...
like a jelly bean.
He turns into a giant jelly bean, a giant springy jelly bean, right? Pretty great, right?
And how was he getting away with that, though? How was that faster than staying in the speeder?
I'm throwing up my hands in defeat. I don't know.
This thumb's an idiot.
Yeah, right? But he survives. Right, this is bloody droid.
That's a droid?
Yeah, it's like a tank droid.
Okay, sure.
Right, so they're being pursued by these tank droids, right?
Mm.
But we think maybe it's curtains for them, but then we see they're being observed by this brave desert warrior of some sort.
The distance.
Who could it be, right?
Nobody important?
Well.
In the Star Wars universe? Boba Fett?
No, it's not. It's nobody important in Star Wars. Spoiler alert! It really isn't.
Oh
right.
Man!
So anyway, they're all in a heckin' bit of trouble, right? Mm. So C-3PO's like, "Oh no, I'll." We're just gonna do Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Everybody's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi in this universe. Yeah. So they're like, "I'll back away. I'll take care of this." And he grabs a rock. Here's a bit of classic Mr. Magoo style misdirection.
This guy can't grab shit. His fingers don't work.
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry. He grabs a rock from the ground, right? And he hurls it. He hurls it just as our mysterious figure is like shooting a laser at the tank mech, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he hits it with a rock and it explodes and he's like, "Oh,
I did it.
And then of course
I don't think droids are cool with killing other droids.
That's
generally
what I'm talking about. This show takes some weird liberties.
Yeah. I mean, some do, but he doesn't.
C-3PO becomes this weird man of action in this. Okay, weird droid of action, and I don't know about it, man. But anyway, so then we see the big reveal, the mysterious brave warrior, desert warrior, is in fact a pretty lady.
A beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman.
Interesting.
Look, in many ways, when in watching this episode, I'm like, oh, this has a lot of parallels to like future Star Wars things.
That's like kind of a Rey thing.
But then I'm like, it's probably just a coincidence. You know what I mean? Anyway, he's there. He's surveying the rubble, the
he's
mayhem
like,
that
look
he's
at,
wrought.
Look at the good work I did.
Right. And Thal and Jord are like, "You did it, man. You're the best." He just magoos his way through it, right? Right. Cut to...
He Boba Fett's his way through it.
Ah, bloody oath he does. Right. So cut to the owner of the droids, local crime lord Tig Fromm, or as he's referred to as by his underling, Tiggy. Little subplot, he hates being called Tiggy.
I was going
to
say, that's not something you'd call your boss.
No, well, see, that's the thing. So Tig is actually the son of a very renowned crime boss.
So
Size Fromm.
Size Fromm.
Size Fromm.
Yeah.
You think it's a pun. It's one of those names you think it's going to be a pun.
But it's not.
It's not a pun.
I'm thinking, they must, yeah, they would have been out of names by then, wouldn't they?
Exactly, right?
They had to spend like a decade thinking of more names.
Mm.
Like Qui-Gon Jinn.
So good.
Go on.
But anyway, so he's like, they're like, "Oh, what? Who are these troublemakers? They're going to interfere with our plans to." Ooh, I'm so upset.
Oh,
there's my upset face.
He looks like the villain from bloody She-Ra.
Hordak.
Yeah, Hordak. I was going to say Hordak, but I didn't think I was right.
He's a little bit Hordak light, or pre-Hordak, depending on when She-Ra came out.
Absolutely.
Who even knows? But here's the underling, and he's all like, "Oh."
He's also a thumb.
Exactly, but they're like, "Oh, what were these people doing? What were they doing here? We're gonna, you know, they're here to interfere with our plans. We're gonna defeat all the other gang lords. We're gonna defeat Jabba the Hutt and et cetera, using our super weapon.
What is that?
They built a super weapon.
But what is it specifically?
It's called the Trigon. It's some sort of satellite weapon. I looked it up because I'm like, I'll get the wiki for this.
Yeah. The wiki, you mean?
Yes, the Wikipedia. Very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Well, you know.
Yeah. All right. So Trigon 1, manufactured by the Fromm gang.
Yep.
Class weapon satellite.
I know.
Yeah, all right. Technical specifications, armament, planet destroying weapon, parentheses, claimed, never actually seen destroying a planet. So spoiler alert. None of that.
So these guys may have had planet-destroying weapons.
Correct.
Wow. So I guess it's just freely available, or they're lying.
I mean, it looks pretty impressive, right? It's got that bit of a seashell curve to it.
Yeah,
looks nice.
Yeah, sure.
It's got that little...
Does it shoot from a standing, like...
Never actually used. Who's to say? Right? You know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah. But anyway, so the boys...
If you work on the show,
yeah,
you're an idiot. But also... Tell me what that was supposed to do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Look, it's Chekhov's Trigon 1, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
If you show Trigon 1 in the first act, you got to use Trigon 1 by the third act, otherwise you're just wasting everybody's time.
C-3PO didn't pick up that rock and then put it back down.
And then we never see him throw the rock. Correct. Exactly, yeah. So anyway, the boys, Thal and Jord.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nix, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
And C-3PO and R2-D2, the boys, they all get to, they head back to the workshop, right? And we learn a bit about Thal and Jord. They're these two dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get in the land speeder races, which are off planet, right? That's
right,
been their whole goal. They need an astromech droid to help pilot the land speeder, because that's what you need in the races, apparently.
Okay.
Little nod to pod racing, or it's a coincidence. It's a coincidence, right? And they're like, oh man, Jord, sorry you lost your land speeder, you know, because you had to eject into your weird jelly bean orange costume, and he's like, no problem, but I've still got the White Witch, which is their bloody, they've built a legendary land speeder, the White Witch, right?
It's got some like goat horns on the side.
Yeah, it's because it's legendary,
or
man.
Ram
right?
horns.
Yeah, right? And anyway, Thal and the boys, Thal and C-3PO and R2-D2, they dash out for a little bit, right?
Right, right.
And they're out for like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And then the gang lords' drones, their droids show up and bloody sneak Jord away. They just grab him. They're like, this is one little orange jelly bean lad we want for ourselves. he's the best land speeder dude in the land. We're going to take him kind of thing, right?
He's not the best pilot, clearly, but he's the best builder?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. There's some gaps in this universe. Let me...
Certainly.
Yeah. So anyway, there's this scary grabber droid.
That looks like it's designed specifically for kidnapping.
For kidnapping, exactly. Yeah. Well, you would, wouldn't you? You know? If you're doing a lot of kidnapping, why would you... Yeah. But anyway, right. So Thal and C-3PO and R2-D2, they're like, this was a little suspicious. Let's go back to the... Let's go back to the workshop. Right. Pratfall.
Nice.
C-3PO, Pratfall, right. But then they show back...
But.
Yeah, so then they go back to the workshop and they're like, he's gone, they've taken him, we've got to get him back. Pratfall.
God.
C-3PO,
like immediate Pratfall.
He's got a bucket on his head.
Very good.
Yep. And then they're like, okay, we've got to get out of here. But then they go outside, right? And they go to bloody start up their one remaining land speeder.
Uh-huh. Is it the good one?
No, it's the regular one.
Yeah.
White Witch is still in the workshop,
okay,
right?
Okay, gotcha.
But then all of a sudden they're being surrounded by kidnap bots. Bloody kidnap bots, right? Just bloody as far as the eye can see. And all he's got's this weird glowing Q-tip kind
what
of situation.
Is that?
It's a giant ear.
It's for cleaning your toilet.
It's for cleaning out the Sarlacc. Okay. You know what I mean? You need that, right? But then they're like, oh, what do we do? Right? And then bloody... Oh, wait, there's a bit. You might have to edit around this.
Sure, that's all right.
Okay. So anyway, the mysterious warrior lady shows up.
Right.
And she's like, hey, it's me.
What's her name?
Kia is her name. Like the car.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, and so she shows up and she's like...
Ray's original name was Kira.
Oh, definitely a nod or a coincidence. It's almost
anyway. Sorry, go on.
Anyway, she shows up and she's like, "I'm just a regular person. I was lost in the desert, and I heard you guys were mechanics. So I'm just here to maybe you guys can help me out."
That's nice.
This is before Jord gets kidnapped.
Right, right.
It's
gotcha.
Before that. Maybe chuck it in. Or just leave it here. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, they're like, oh man, Thal, you're bloody surrounded by kidnap bots. What are you going to do? And then she's like, R2-D2, help him out. And they grab the bloody White Witch and they do a swift getaway. Look at that.
Nice.
Look how swift it is.
That is swift.
It's real swift. You know what I mean?
That's as swift as it gets.
Yeah. Mm. Now, the best thing about the White Witch is we see throughout the episode is it's primarily good as a battering ram.
Nice.
Like this beautiful
this sleek and elegant.
Yeah, it's just
designed for
just
speed.
For smashing robots and stuff, just knocking them over, right? And so they're like, okay, well, we've found the secret base. We've found the gang lord's secret base.
Right.
It's never really established how.
They just did, I guess.
They just did. And they're like, okay, we gotta get in there, right?
Yeah.
And so cut to R2-D2 doing a little bit of his classic computer manipulation kind of situation, right?
Yep, yep.
And they're like, how do we get R2-D2 out of there? And they're like, the same way we got him in, misdirection. First of all, we never see them get him in. It's just, there's a whole scene missing. But anyway, so they're just like, all right, we'll do that. And then they just show up at the front. They zip in front of the sentry droids, the tank droids.
Okay.
And then they the gates open
mm-hmm.
so they can send out some more tank droids.
Right, right.
And then R2-D2 just sneaks out.
Just
rolls out kind of thing.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, we've got all the data. Let's go back in again. It's very...
What?
Yeah, I know, right? See, they're checking out the data.
Okay,
look at them,
sure.
Look at them check out the data, right? So smash cut to star wipe to.
Yes.
Inside the base... We got the greasy henchman.
Yep.
We've got Jord. He's in there. He's just in there cracking wise because he's a big fat party animal.
Yeah.
And he's like,
those guys are two peas in a pod, mate.
Yeah. He's like, he gives it a bit of, hey man, nice suit. And the guy shoves him onto a seat and he's like, nice seat. You know that classic wordplay?
Very good.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's pretty excellent, right? And then the gang lord shows up and he's like, oh, I'm gonna send you off world to bloody work on my something or others, I don't know.
Whatever I do.
Yeah, whatever I do, exactly, right? And then Jord's like, oh, you're not the great gang lot I've heard so much about. You're just his son, I don't care. And he puts his feet up on the desk.
It's a bold maneuver.
Bold maneuver, right? Exactly, yeah. And he's like, all right. Might have lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
No,
I'll edit all around it.
No, never edit it. Oh, no, so he's like, and so our gang lord friend, he sort of spills the beans. He's going to plan to use the super weapon.
Right, right.
To kill all the other gangs and then...
and take societies
all
the, and
yeah,
planets
and societies
and
take all their territory.
Yeah, sure.
Presumably, we never know. We don't even know if it works. Yeah. So, this gang lord, like, he explains his plot, and he explains that he doesn't trust humans. That's why all his mechanisms are like droids.
Okay,
he's
sure.
Like, I build droids. I'm the best.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're here for, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, gotcha.
And then George gives him a bit too much lip, and so the henchman just shoves him over and like shoves him onto the couch, like into the ground, and then he's like,
"Nice couch."
Yeah, no, but then he's like, "Couldn't get a droid to do that." I'm fairly confident you could.
Right. That's a pretty basic maneuver.
Right. So anyway, the good guys, the remaining, they're like, "Okay, we're gonna."
Maybe he means be spiteful.
Oh yeah, that's definitely
couldn't
true.
Get a
no, they
droid
could also
to,
they could
yeah,
also they, be spiteful.
You're right, yeah, you're right.
They run the gamut of emotions. These droids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the good guys are like, "Okay, we're gonna sneak into this base, right?" And Keir's like, "How are we gonna get through this door here? Ugh. Like, there's no way in, right?" And Thor's like,
"The door that R2-D2 just went through."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
But then Thor's like, "Oh no, I've got a way." So this guy came back in the day for us to work on one of his ships, one of his speeders. And he never came back, and he just left this in here. It's a bloody lightsaber. You know that. He just left it in his speeder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that weapon that represents your journey,
sure,
of training to become a Jedi.
Absolutely.
And you build it, and it's the most incredible high technology that
it's the most important thing that you own.
Anyway, he just left it in his speeder. I think it was in the glove box or behind the seats or something like that. Anyway, so he just uses it to like whack down some doors and stuff. And he's like, "Let's get in the speeder or get out of here." And he's like, "Okay, Keir, C-3PO, you're gonna monitor this.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna go through all the ducts and all the tunnels.
Right,
you gotta team up and you gotta get me through all this sort of stuff, right?
Schematics.
Yeah, there's some schematics.
Yeah,
there's a lot of.
Is that like a computer game?
Well, there's a lot of
Pac-Man.
Yeah, there's a lot of flipping switches. There's
right,
a lot
right.
of and he's sneaking through, you know, the tunnels and what have you. And then all of a sudden, a droid shows up in the maintenance
sure.
room, and Kieran, C-3PO are like, and C-3PO is like, "Oh, I've got this. We're the maintenance crew."
Hits him with a rock.
And the droid's like, "No, I'm the maintenance crew." And he's like, "Well, we're security." And then the security guy droid shows up. So he's like, "So we're and then there's just a scuffle. There's a scuffle. People are mounting droids. There's just some hurling about. And then they do the classic move, I feel, which is just get the two droids to run into each other.
Nice.
And they explode.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a well-built droid.
Exactly, right? Anyway, so Thor gets to Jord's prison cell that he's
yep,
being stored
sure.
in, right?
Haircut gets to Thumb's prison cell.
Oh, so. I should have been calling him Haircut and Thumbs. God damn it. Thumbs belly bumps some droids out of the way.
Nice.
Into a storage closet. Haircut uses his lightsaber to just cut Thumb's bonds open.
That looks like he does that real kind of loosey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Like for a weapon that he's never wielded before that you need decades of training to master.
Right, exactly.
Just
yeah.
swinging it about.
Yeah. So anyway, our crime lord's watching it all on the monitors. He's very unhappy.
That's a very 80s thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a villain watching a thing on a monitor happen.
Exactly. And he's like, "I'm going to get these guys. Everybody, all my droids, go to Sector 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then C-3PO does the unprecedented move of just going on the comm system and going, "Oh, actually, all droids to Sector 6. And they're like, "Oh, okay." And they just... Just zip back, you know what I mean?
He's got some skills.
He's
in
got
this,
some
though.
Skills. That's
He's
what
got
I'm
some,
talking about,
some
right?
Initiative.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm. And then our ganglord activates all kinds of more security systems, and there's lasers going off, kind of thing.
Right, right.
But then he's like, "We gotta get these guys before the lasers destroy the building," because he's not really thought this through. You know
right.
what I mean? Right. And then more security droids show up in the maintenance hatch.
Yep, yep.
And C-3PO pretends to be holding Kia hostage.
Very good.
Which is a good move.
Yeah.
But also, I think, a very cowardly move.
He's not a kidnapping droid.
No, and exactly. But he is a user woman as a human shield droid.
Okay, fair enough.
You know
enough,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'll play that.
Right. And they get away from that, right? And then they're like, "All right, what we're going to need to do..." Like, we can't escape because there's all these... the gang lord's like, "Okay, activate more droids. I got some flying like gunboat droids outside.
Sure.
Can activate those. Get them out there.
Yep.
Get them out there." And then they're all covering all the escape routes, right? And then they're like, "How do we get out of this? All right, what we're going to do? We'll activate the tank droids."
Right.
The tank droids will go out and fight the flying droids.
Makes sense.
And they'll all just kill each other and we'll escape in the ensuing madness. That'll work, right?
Yeah.
And so they're all trapped, they're under fire, and then they're like, okay, C-3PO, you gotta activate the controls, you gotta activate those tank droids, right? Mm. And so they send him out there, right?
Pratfall?
Nearly. So he goes out and there's this control panel and he doesn't understand it. There's so many buttons, he can't lift the panel or whatever.
Sure.
And he finds it, like, there's a turret gun and it's following back and forth. Because there's just turret guns just in this building, just blowing everybody up.
Yeah, I guess
just,
so.
Yeah,
sure.
Just slowly destroying the building, right? And he's like, oh, I've got an idea. And he just sort of, he goes in front of the panel and then he leaps past it and they just blows him up. It just blows up the panel. And then leaving him only with one button behind the panel. That he just presses, and it activates all the tank droids, right?
Amazing.
And they head out into the wilderness, the desert wilderness, and the tank droids and the sentry droids and the bloody seeker orbs and all this sort of stuff are just destroying each other, which is the perfect opportunity to just fly out through the middle of them.
Beautiful. Right in the line of fire.
Right in the line of fire, right? Straight through. Yeah. And so they get out there, they finally make their escape, and we cut back to our gang lord, who's very...
Oh, he's crying.
He's crying. He's openly weeping in his seat. And he's like, oh, I guess relying on a whole bunch of droids that were programmed to kill everything, including themselves, was not the goal. Was not the smartest move to have ever made.
Right.
Anyway, they get out of there. They've got their astromech droid. They find themselves a ship. They become the new crew of this ship, right?
Fantastic.
And they're like, okay, we're gonna get out of there. We're gonna make our way to this new planet. We're gonna become the kings of bloody land speeder racing. And then one more pratfall.
For good measure.
I can't remember the context of this one. I assume he's just surprised by something, or there's some slight movement in the ship, and then he just falls out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you reckon of that? As a show.
Look, you know what? As a kid's show, yes. I would have loved that.
Right, yeah. It has its moments.
Yeah, like there's some parts...
You would have loved the Stuart Copeland opening theme song.
Yeah, I love that now, so yeah, almost right. Certainly, yeah. I love the haircuts.
Yep, great.
I love the parallels to episode 7. I've just got here, there's a character that shows up later in the series called Gear Kybo Rencha.
Wow.
Maybe
so,
this isn't a coincidence, all of this stuff. Can't all be, can it? And then yes, again, you throw it together so many random
syllables. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say it's the random syllable show. Just throw a whole bunch together, and you've got yourself a whole amazing cast of characters.
Absolutely, yeah. So was this a show that you would continue watching?
Ooh, maybe I'll give it one more.
I don't believe you.
No, right? You saw right through me.
Great, good stuff, Mason.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week for another episode of Caravan of Garbage, Star Wars Spectacular.
Mm.
Now, if you're on the audio version of this, if you go on to the YouTube channel that's linked below, you're going to see all the pictures of all the things that happened. Even better, in a way, I feel.
Are you going to redraw all of them by hand?
I'll have to, yeah for copyright's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that'll be a good fun time.
Mm. And re-record that song. You could probably get Stuart Copeland.
I reckon I could.
Yeah, he lives in the next building.
The police are probably broken up at the moment. They're always probably broken up.
Right.
Yeah. But no, we appreciate you you watching and or listening. Thank you very much. Like we said, we'll be back one more time.
Oh, yeah.
In preparation for Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. Grab it a gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.